Joia trecută, stimați ascultători, atât veteranii de război cât și tineretul australian au luat parte începând de la răsăritul soarelui la serviciul comemorativ de Anzac Day, pentru mulți aceasta fiind prima lor prezență la eveniment. Pentru alții, adică pentru fețele mai familiare, a fost o oportunitate să lase deoparte politica și să reflecteze la viețile pierdute în război. Aceasta a fost cea de-a 104-a aniversare a debarcării pe plaja de la Gallipoli, în Turcia, o șansă pentru toți australienii de a rememora evenimentele primului război mondial și de a onora soldații căzuți pe fronturile acestuia. Generalul major de armată Greg Bilton a vorbit la un serviciu memorial în Martin Place, în Sydney.
It is both reassuring and significant that here and in thousands of places across this country, groups of Australians have chosen to gather in the dark, noiselessly, just as those young men did. People from all walks of life have risen early to gather with their fellow Australians and to pause in order to pay tribute to the actions and acknowledge the sacrifices of those who have fought for the freedoms we all enjoy.
Afirma generalul australian. La un alt serviciu memorial în vestul Sydney-ului, Molly Wang, de la Grupul de Tineret pentru Pace Internațională, afirma că toată lumea ar trebui să învețe din războaiele trecute.
Because whatever happened in the past is like a warning or like an example for us. But whatever in the future, we are the ones that can make it. And this is why by just by paying our little respect at the dawn service today, we can really get really once again just remember how grateful that we are and we can really work as one.
Afirma Molly Wang. Primul ministru Scott Morrison și-a întrerupt campania electorală pentru a-și comemora bunicul.
These were not stories he wanted an innocent boy to know, let alone ever experience. His service was one of duty, not adventure. Anzac Day was part of the calendar of his life. He would meet with his mates, march quietly at the beachside parade. His reflections of the war were personal and private, and he carried them with him every day.
Afirma primul ministru Scott Morrison, care a dorit să menționeze familiile australiene lăsate acasă, în timp ce persoanele dragi servesc pe fronturile din străinătate.
They serve across the world in Iraq and Afghanistan, Israel, Lebanon, the Philippines, protecting our people, our interests, our values. And in the seas beyond our shores, protecting our borders as well.
Afirma domnul Morrison. La rândul său, liderul opoziției, Bill Shorten, a lăudat tineretul australian pentru respectul arătat zilei de Anzac.
But I, for one, love the fact that so many younger Australians in particular are coming to dawn services in numbers unseen. I was talking to Vietnam veterans. We've learned a lot from the shoddy and shameful way we treated those veterans, so I think we want to encourage people to still understand our history and the sacrifice.
Afirma domnul Shorten. La fel ca și pentru mulți alții, pentru Nicole din Melbourne, aceasta a fost prima oară când a participat la serviciul comemorativ din zorii zilei de Anzac.
I always get a bit emotional with the last post and it was nice to be there with someone who served and kind of, you know, just get a bit of a different vibe when you've got and just sort of thinking more about what it would be like to serve because you kind of can picture someone you know out there kind of and going through it, so yeah, it's kind of proud to be there with someone that's done it, yeah.
Afirma Nicole, o participantă din Melbourne. Pe de altă parte, Gary Williamson și-a dorit foarte mult să ia parte la serviciul comemorativ, atât cât mai poate să o facă.
I served in Vietnam with 4 Victor 6 Company, which was a New Zealand company attached, and was the Anzac Battalion. And I wear my auntie's medals. She was in Egypt and France in the First World War.
Afirma domnul Williamson. Premierul Victoriei, Daniel Andrews, a subliniat în discursul său că e important să se cunoască și accepte întâmplările de atunci și astfel să se protejeze noile generații.
How do we express supreme gratitude to those who made the supreme sacrifice? The answer is as simple as it is powerful. Stand here at this hour in this still, dark, sacred place and remember them.
Afirma premierul Andrews. În Canberra, veteranul Mark Donaldson, medaliat cu Victoria Cross, a ținut să plătească un tribut verbal tuturor celor care au servit pe câmpurile de luptă ale omenirii, făcând față necunoscutului.
We all sense fear in our lives, but we must try not to succumb to it. Even the bravest are afraid. We honor their sacrifice by living a good life in support of others, respecting the freedoms given to us and inspiring others to be and build a better Australia, a stronger Anzac spirit. We should strive to be worthy of these sacrifices made for us.
Afirma în final veteranul Mark Donaldson.